It was a bitterly cold January 27th in 1945 when Soviet troops rolled into the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz in Poland. They were shocked by the stench of death and human waste, by the walking skeletons who seemed just a breath away from death's door. The Soviets had come in 1945 to liberate the some 5,000 sick prisoners at Auschwitz who had survived the hard labor and the gas chambers of nearby Birkenau. 1.5 million people, mainly Jews, had been slaughtered there. As part of Hitler's final solution, 2/3 of all of Europe's Jews were deported and murdered in Auschwitz and the other Nazi concentration camps. Today, Auschwitz remains as a museum, a memorial site, and a somber reminder of the horrors to which so-called civilized society can descend. Back in May 2006, just a year after his election, Pope Benedict XVI chose to conclude his first pilgrimage to Poland with prayers at Auschwitz-Birkenau. Upon his return to Rome, he described his visit there to faithful gathered for the customary Wednesday general audience.
Tutti I cristiani devono sentirsi impegnati a rendere questa testimonianza per evitare che l'umanità del terzo millennio possa conoscere ancora orrori simili a quelli tragicamente evocati dal campo di sterminio di Auschwitz-Birkenau.
All Christians must feel committed to bearing this witness in order to prevent humanity of the third millennium from once again experiencing horrors similar to those tragically called to mind by the extermination camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau. It was precisely in that place, sadly famous throughout the world, that I chose to stop before returning to Rome. Hitler had more than 6 million Jews exterminated in the camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau and in other similar camps. About 150,000 Poles and tens of thousands of men and women of other nationalities died at Auschwitz-Birkenau. In the face of the horror of Auschwitz, there is no other response than the cross of Christ. Love descended to the very depths of the abyss of evil to save man in his core, where human freedom can rebel against God. May contemporary humanity never forget Auschwitz or the other death factories where the Nazi regime attempted to eliminate God in order to replace him. May it not succumb to the temptation of racial hatred, which is at the root of the worst forms of anti-Semitism. May people recognize once again that God is the Father of all and calls us all in Christ to build a world of justice, truth, and peace together.
Dio è padre di tutti e tutti ci chiama in Cristo a costruire insieme un mondo di giustizia, di verità e di pace.
Holocaust Memorial Day is now marked across Europe and beyond on January 27th every year. Its goal is to remember all victims of Nazi persecution, as well as to promote more democratic and tolerant societies free from all forms of prejudice and racism. Well, that message was at the heart of Pope Benedict's 2006 discourse in Auschwitz, so that none shall forget the horrors that some have been capable of. His visit to the Nazi death camp was obviously a moving moment for the German-born Pope. As a boy, he was raised by his parents to abhor the Nazi regime, but he was required by law to join Hitler's youth movement and was later drafted into the German army, though he had hoped to study for the priesthood. But let's listen now to excerpts from the Holy Father's speech at Auschwitz.
In questo luogo di orrore, di accumulo di crimini contro Dio e contro l'uomo, che non ha confronti nella storia.
To speak in this place of horror, in this place where unprecedented mass crimes were committed against God and man, is almost impossible. And it's particularly difficult and troubling for a Christian for a Pope from Germany.
Per un cristiano, per un Papa che proviene dalla Germania. In un luogo come questo vengono meno le parole.
In a place like this, words fail. In the end, there can only be a dread silence, a silence which is itself a heartfelt cry to God. Why, Lord, did you remain silent? How could you tolerate all this? In silence, then, we bow our heads before the endless line of those who suffered and were put to death here. Yet our silence becomes in turn a plea for forgiveness and reconciliation, a plea to the living God never to let this happen again.
Questo silenzio tuttavia diventa poi domanda ad alta voce di perdono e di riconciliazione. Grido al Dio vivente di non permettere mai più una simile cosa.
May 28, 2006. It was Benedict's third visit to Auschwitz, though it was his first time as Pope. His first visit was in June 1979, when as Archbishop of Munich Freising, he accompanied Pope John Paul II, who spoke and prayed there.
Papa Giovanni Paolo II era qui come figlio del popolo polacco. Io sono oggi qui come figlio del popolo tedesco. E proprio per questo devo e posso dire come lui, non potevo non venire qui, dovevo venire.
Pope John Paul II came here as a son of the Polish people. I come here today as a son of the German people. For this very reason, I can and must echo his words. I could not fail to come here. I had to come. It is a duty before the truth and the just due to all who suffered here. A duty before God for me to come here as the successor of Pope John Paul II and as a son of the German people, a son of that people over which a ring of criminals rose to power by false promises of future greatness and recovery of the nation's honor, prominence and prosperity, but also through terror and intimidation, with the result that our people was used and abused as an instrument of their thirst for destruction and power. Yes, I could not fail to come here.
Mania di distruzione e di dominio. Sì, non potevo non venire qui.
Pope Benedict remembered his second visit to what he called this dreadful place in 1980, when he and a delegation of German bishops, who were appalled by its evil, spent time there in prayer.
E ancora questo è lo scopo per cui mi trovo oggi qui, per implorare la grazia della riconciliazione da Dio innanzitutto.
This is the same reason why I have come here today, to implore the grace of reconciliation. First of all, from God, who alone can open and purify our hearts, from the men and women who suffered here, and finally, the grace of reconciliation for all those who at this hour of our history are suffering in new ways from the power of hatred and the violence which hatred spawns.
Il potere dell'odio e sotto la violenza fomentata dall'odio.
The Pope reflected on the suffering too of those who seek God, those whom God seemingly abandoned in their hour of greatest need. Where was God in those days? The Pope wondered. This cry of anguish which Israel raised to God in its suffering at moments of deep distress, the Pope said, is also the cry for help raised by all those who in every age, yesterday, today, tomorrow, suffer for the love of God, for the love of truth and goodness. How many they are, even in our own day. Though we cannot peer into God's mysterious plans, the Pope went on to say, we can and must continue to cry out humbly yet insistently to God to not forget mankind. Our cry to God must also be a cry that pierces our very heart, a cry that awakens within us God's hidden presence, so that His power, the power He has planted in our hearts, will not be buried or choked within us by the mire of selfishness, indifference, or opportunism.
E mettiamo questo grido davanti a Dio. Rivolgiamolo allo stesso nostro cuore, proprio in questa nostra ora presente, nella quale incombono nuove sventure, nella quale sembrano emergere nuovamente dai cuori degli uomini.
Let us cry out to God with all our hearts at the present hour, when new misfortunes befall us, when all the forces of darkness seem to issue anew from human hearts, whether it is the abuse of God's name as a means of justifying senseless violence against innocent persons, or the cynicism which refuses to acknowledge God and ridicules faith in Him. Let us cry out to God that He may draw men and women to conversion and help them to see that violence does not bring peace, but only generates more violence, a morass of devastation in which everyone is ultimately the loser.
Ma solo suscita altra violenza, una spirale di distruzione in cui tutti in fin dei conti possono essere soltanto perdenti. Il luogo in cui ci troviamo è un luogo della memoria, è il luogo della Shoah.
The place where we're standing is a place of memory. It's the place of the Shoah. The past is never simply the past. It always has something to say to us. It tells us the paths to take and the paths not to take.
The paths that led from Auschwitz to Birkenau today are marked with inscriptions in dozens of languages in memory of those from all nations who perished and suffered there.
Tutte queste lapidi commemorative parlano di dolore umano. Ci lasciano intuire il cinismo di quel potere che trattava gli uomini come materiale.
All these inscriptions speak of human grief. They give us a glimpse of the cynicism of that regime, which treated men and women as material objects and failed to see them as persons embodying the image of God. Some inscriptions are pointed reminders, as one in Hebrew. The rulers of the Third Reich wanted to crush the entire Jewish people, to cancel it from the register of the peoples of the earth. Thus the words of the psalm, "We are being killed, accounted as sheep for the slaughter," were fulfilled in a terrifying way. Deep down, those vicious criminals, by wiping out this people, wanted to kill the God who called Abraham, who spoke on Sinai and laid down principles to serve as a guide for mankind, principles that are eternally valid. If this people, by its very existence, was a witness to the God who spoke to humanity and took us to Himself, then that God finally had to die, and power had to belong to man alone, to those men who thought that by force they had made themselves masters of the world. By destroying Israel, by the Shoah, they ultimately wanted to tear up the taproot of the Christian faith and to replace it with a faith of their own invention, faith in the rule of man, the rule of the powerful.
Con la distruzione di Israele, con la Shoah, volevano in fin dei conti strappare anche la radice su cui si basa la fede cristiana, sostituendola definitivamente con la fede fatta da sé, la fede nel dominio dell'uomo del forte.
Though most of us will remember the Shoah as part of Hitler's terrible plan to exterminate the Jewish race, he had another well-veiled goal, to rid Europe of its Christian faith, another obstacle to his grip on power. But with Hitler's demise, the threat to Christianity in Europe soon came from another quarter. As he remarked on the inscriptions he saw in Auschwitz, the Pope noted one in Russian, commemorating the tremendous loss of life endured by the Russian soldiers who fought the Nazi reign of terror. But, the Pope pointed out, their mission had a tragic twofold effect. They set the peoples free from one dictatorship, he said, but the same peoples were thereby subjected to a new one, that of Stalin and the communist system. Pope Benedict then pointed to other inscriptions remembering the countless men and women from across the European continent who succumbed under Hitler's horrific scheme.
Tocca repro profondamente il nostro cuore se non facessimo soltanto in memoria delle vittime in modo globale, ma se invece vedessimo i volti delle singole persone che sono finite qui nel buio del terrore.
They would stir our hearts profoundly if we remembered the victims, not merely in general, but rather saw the faces of the individual persons who ended up here in this abyss of terror. I felt a deep urge to pause in a particular way before the inscription in German. It evokes the face of Edith Stein, Theresia Benedicta a Cruce, a woman, Jewish and German, who disappeared along with her sister into the black night of the Nazi German concentration camp. As a Christian and a Jew, she accepted death with her people and for them. The Germans who'd been brought to Auschwitz-Birkenau and met their death here were considered as the refuse of the nation. Today we gratefully hail them as witnesses to the truth and goodness, which even among our people were not eclipsed. We are grateful to them because they did not submit to the power of evil, and now they stand before us like lights shining in a dark night.
Ora però noi li riconosciamo con gratitudine come testimone della verità e del bene che anche nel nostro popolo non era tramontato. Ringraziamo queste persone perché non si sono sottomesse al potere del male e ora ci stanno davanti come luci in una notte buia. Dietro queste lapidi si cela il destino di innumerevoli esseri umani. Essi scuotono la nostra memoria, scuotono il nostro cuore.
Behind these inscriptions is hidden the fate of countless human beings. They jar our memory, they touch our hearts. They have no desire to instill hatred in us. Instead, they show us the terrifying effect of hatred. Their desire is to help our reason to see evil as evil and to reject it. Their desire is to enkindle in us the courage to do good and to resist evil.
Della resistenza contro il male.
In Auschwitz, Pope Benedict hailed the many initiatives which have risen from the ashes of Birkenau that give us hope that such horrors will always remain a thing of the past. Centers for dialogue and prayer, for education about Auschwitz and the Holocaust, and for young people. So there is hope, the Pope said, that this place of horror will gradually become a place for constructive thinking, and that remembrance will foster resistance to evil and the triumph of love.
L'umanità ha attraversato a Auschwitz-Birkenau una valle oscura.
At Auschwitz-Birkenau, humanity walked through a valley of darkness. And so here, in this place, I would like to end with a prayer of trust, with one of the Psalms of Israel, which is also a prayer of Christians. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Perché tu sei con me. Il tuo bastone, il tuo vincastro mi danno sicurezza. Abiterò nella casa del Signore per lunghissimi anni.